And I'd like to read a poem of mine that's called Farewell, which I wrote, the draft of it anyway, I wrote on the back of a program at a concert when they were playing a symphony of Haydn's called the Farewell Symphony, in which the parts begin ending before the whole symphony ends. And when any musician's part comes to an end, that musician is supposed to get up and creep off the stage so that the orchestra diminishes in the course of the last movement. And in the old days, the musician was to blow out the candle on the music stand, and so the number of people on stage would diminish, and the light would just focus around them until there were two violinists left. And I wrote this thinking of my old friend Paul Zweig, who had died not so long before. Farewell. The last adagio begins. Soon a violinist gets up and walks out. Two cellists follow, bows erect, cellos dangling. The flutist leaves, lifting the flute high to honor it for blowing during all that continuous rubbing. The bassoonist goes, then the bass fiddler. The forte piano player abandons the black closeted contraption and walks away, shaking her fingertips. The orchestra disappears. By ones, the way we wash up on this unmusical shore, and by twos, the way we enter the arc where the world goes on beginning. Before leaving, each player blows the glimmer off the music stand candle, where fireweed, dense blazing star, flame azalea, stored it summers ago. Puffing that quantity of darkness into the hall and the same portion of light into the elsewhere, where the players reassemble and wait for the oboist to come with her reliable A. As first light arrives in a beech and hemlock forest, setting the birds sounding their chaotic vowels, so they can tune and then play. The phrases inside flames wobbling on top of stalks in the field, and in fireflies greenish sparks of grass sex, and in gnats whining past in a spectral bunch, and in crickets who would saw themselves apart to sing, and in the golden finch perched in the mountain ash. Now all the players have gone but two violinists, who sit half-facing each other, friends who have figured out what they have figured out by sounding it upon the other, and scathe the final phrases. By ones and twos, our powers rise and go, to lie jangled up in stacks in woodsheds, waiting until a new winter, to spring again in crackling orange voices. And only two are left. In the darkness above the stage, I imagine the face of my old friend Paul Zweig, who went away, his powers intact, into eternity's woods, under the double singing of birds, looking down and saying something like, "Let the limits of knowing stretch and diaphanize. Knowledge increasing into ignorance gives the falling trajectory its grace." The bow hairs still cast dust on the bruised wood. Everything on earth, born only moments ago, abruptly tips over and is dragged by mistake into the chaotic inevitable. Goodbye, dear friend. Even the meantime, which is the holy time of being on earth in overlapping lifetimes, ends. This is one of its endings. The violinists scrape one more time. The last of the adagio flies out through the F-holes. The audience straggles from the hall and at once disappears. For myself, I go on foot on 7th Avenue, down to the little bent streets of the West Village. From ahead of me comes the hick of somebody drunk, and then the nunk of his head bumping against a telephone pole.